Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Gaston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scarrett moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Scarrett moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Reagan reaches third base with a triple. Scarrett scores. Rothrock scores. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Tote reaches second base with a double. Reagan scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to third. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Gaston settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gaston. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. Sewell moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a line drive towards short. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-1 in the game. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skarrat. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hudlin for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Tote scores. Rein moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gaston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Scarrett reaches third base with a triple. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scarrett scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Rothrock steals second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Barrett moves to second. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tote is walked intentionally. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. Barrett scores. Tote moves to third. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca is called out on strikes. 1 out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. 2 outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. Jamison goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Ray Gardner. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Tavner now playing shortstop. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-3 in the game. McFadden strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. 1 out. Dick Porter pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Johnny Milges now pitching. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Skarrat hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields the ball and throws to Milges covering. Safe. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 8-4. Red Sox. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Hodapp moves to second. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.